This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On the DJV program, I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. Jennifer off for the rest of the week. So we get to it. Let's see what we have, Victoria, or here.
Well, it's kind of a cool story that's starting to trend. A 71-year-old Frenchman has set sail across the Atlantic Ocean in a large orange barrel. Have you seen images of this yet?
No, I haven't. No.
This is a capsule that, it's a barrel-shaped capsule that he actually designed and built himself, and yeah. He just departed off of the coast of West Africa from the Canary Islands, and it doesn't have a motor in it. He is literally going to just be floating wherever the currents take him. And he's been going at about 1 to 2 miles per hour. That's the speed of the currents that he's in right now. And before he set sail or departed, he did a bunch of interviews because a lot of people have been tracking him and wondering, you know, they're anxious to keep up with his journey. He has been funded by sponsorships and a crowdfunding campaign. He has a Facebook page that will be posting updates of his progress. He's a retired military parachutist, and apparently this is something he's always wanted to do. Now, being the quintessential Frenchman, of course, some of the staples on board his little barrel include a bottle of white wine and a block of foie gras for New Year's Eve. And then he has a bottle of a special red for his birthday, which will take place in January. And so he has on board this little vessel, it has a very tiny little makeshift kitchen and a sleeping area, and his entertainment will be the three portholes that are built into the barrel, and so he can watch fish as they go by. Seems to me like a very lonely way to travel around the world, but all of his data will be going to science. So international marine organizations can study the currents, the ocean currents. And he says that he hopes to end up somewhere in the Caribbean. He said that maybe Barbados, although he said, I'd really like it to be a French island like Martinique or Guadeloupe, because that would make it easier with paperwork to bring the barrel back home. So he's got 2,850 miles to go. But so far, he said the vessel's behaving very well, and I'm sure we'll be seeing lots more of these images as they become more and more popular on Instagram and Facebook and things like that. But it's cool. Good luck to him.
So
wouldn't be me. Well, no, I wouldn't sign up for this.
You got to be nuts. I'm looking at this now. Is he a paddleboarder of sorts?
I don't know. I just know it said his military background, he was a parachutist.
Yeah. But he's crossing the ocean without any assistance whatsoever.
Yeah. This barrel is literally just floating along, and it's going to... He obviously has maps of the current, so he has an idea of where he'll end up. But, if a big storm comes through, who knows?
Yeah. See you later.
Well, yeah. At least it's a bigger barrel than I was imagining. He's got room to stretch his legs out. I'm literally picturing one of the barrels that people go over to Niagara Falls on, and I'm like, that doesn't seem very comfortable for that many miles. I'm sure this isn't either, but it's at least a little bit bigger than I was
thinking. Look at the history, the twisted, sordid, crazy history of people who've tried to do the Atlantic crossing different ways. Somebody's tried to swim. Somebody tried to do it in a plane that didn't have any fuel. Let's see, who else? I'm just looking at some of these crazy things.
I don't think anyone's ever done a barrel like this.
No, probably not. Yeah.
You're basically just floating. You're bobbing around like a buoy.
Yeah. So. Baba buoy. No, thank you.
Nope.
Have a nice trip, sir. All right, good news. Good luck. Good news today. For those of you who are in the market, I sound like a broken record sometimes, but I like to, the average person listens to this program for maybe 40, 45 minutes at a time. So over the course of the years, you may not have heard all of my pearls of wisdom. This is a pretty consistent pearl of wisdom. When the stock market goes down, sit on your hands. And the reason I say that is once again exemplified by what's happened in the past week. You saw the market tank one day 600 points and then another day a couple of hundred points. And depending on whether you're looking at the Dow Jones average or the Standard & Poor's average or NASDAQ, whatever you're looking at, it is a fabulous story today because of what happened yesterday. The biggest single session point gains on record ever took place yesterday. So all those of you who listened foolishly to somebody who's a stockbroker and say, well, you better get out of this now before it goes down any lower, you're not very smart. And neither of these guys, they want you to sell because they get a commission and a sales transaction fee every time you sell something. That's the only reason they want you to sell. But the three major indices regained all the losses that they lost on Monday. Every single penny. At the end of the session on Monday, the Dow Jones and other averages were down about 19%. And then, bingo, yesterday, back up 20%. It's a game for fools. You can make money, put it in a decent stock, research it, and then sit and watch it. That's it. Unless you need the money, or unless you're a day trader and you know what the heck you're doing. This is a fabulous time. Monday was a great a great day for day traders. Fabulous. Because they buy stuff that's off that much, and then bingo, anybody who's in any sense knows that the numbers are going to go back up again sooner or later. And this is a little quicker than most people thought. But it's a fool's game. These people, they know what they're doing. They push the market down, take their gains, and then they buy in, and it goes back up again. So a fabulous amount of money was made yesterday by a lot of people. It just is the game, and it is a game. It is a complete ruse, complete game. It's a shell game. And I have very little respect for most of the people I know who are in the stock business. They take advantage of people. They do things that are unscrupulous and in many cases almost illegal because that's how they make their money. And that's why a lot of the people on Wall Street have such bad reputations. Some of them deserve it. Not all of them. They're not all crooks.
Well, they're professional gamblers, you know.
Yeah.
And you
gambling with your money.
Yeah, and if you think about just the personality type that would be required for that type of job. Yeah. A lot of the times they get a bad rap. Well, it's justified. A lot of times, you know, that you see these guys who it's sort of a stereotypical, you know, adrenaline junkie.
Suit. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And that's what, and that's what it is. It's just, it's a constant chasing of that high of, you know, buying and selling and gambling. And it's the same thing that fuels gambling addictions. When you go to, you know, sad tables in Vegas where mortgages are on the line, it's essentially the same thing. Except on Wall Street, they're playing with the house's money.
Yeah,
it's your money.
It's not their money. It's your money.
Yeah.
So, anyway, hopefully you did well and you're doing well and you're feeling good about it. That would be my wish for you. Also, I would wish for you in this new year, for you, those of you who haven't heeded my calls for you to get a better night's sleep, a dream of getting a full night's rest, are you? I'm looking at time after time, people who are patrons of MyPillow looking. This person says, I've had many expensive pillows. I've tried everything. I didn't like my pillow. I didn't like my pillow commercials. You know, they said, oh, well, I'm not going to get it. Well, I didn't know what I was missing. This is a fellow named Scott who talks about Mike Lindell. He got on and on in a couple of paragraphs. He says, once I put my pillow under my feet, I experienced the best night's sleep I've felt in 4 years. So this guy, he didn't like sleeping on a MyPillow with his neck, his head, but he liked putting it at his feet. So now he says, I sleep better because I have a my pillow between my knees, from my knees to my foot. Well, listen, whatever turns you on, fella, I'm not here to criticize anybody. If you want a good night's sleep, however you get it, whatever makes you feel better and puts you to sleep, whether it's a my pillow under your neck or it's a my pillow between your legs, doesn't make any difference. Help yourself to big savings. Elegant my pillows save 50%. Go to mypillow.com. Get the mattresses, the sheets, the mattress cover. Make sure you're getting the best night's rest with the best products available. American made at mypillow.com. Save the money, the big money, using the promo code DJV.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. A 160-pound person walking briskly for an hour can burn as many as 277 calories, biking for an hour, 292, and running for an hour, 986. But here's the rub about the burn.
I just had too many patients who tried too hard to start with. They became discouraged. They got injured.
So, Dr. Michael Jensen says, if you're trying to shed pounds, start by cutting unnecessary calories from your diet.
An immediate change in eating habits, and then gradually increasing your physical activity until you have a comfortable, active lifestyle is probably the best combination.
Step one, eat a little less. Step two, start a slow burn. Instead of that brisk hour-long walk, ease up. Even walking at a 2-mile-per-hour pace, you could burn 183 calories an hour.
Build up your endurance, build up your strength, and then you can add more as time goes on.
In this case, slow and steady can win the race. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent hailstorm. Here to describe the event, a football.
Bro, I was just hanging on the roof when this gnarly storm starts dropping baseball-sized hail. I mean, the shingles got beat up. A few windows looked are broken. It was savage.
Did you do anything to help?
Nah, bro. I was in survival mode.
Your football can't help you in a hailstorm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. That's great news. Quick way to save money, go to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, and 15 minutes could save 15% or more on your car insurance for next year. The North and South Koreans are getting along, or getting together. I suppose maybe this could be Victoria from the getting along department. North and South Korea making another move toward getting together. They're going to connect their railroads and their regular roads. Officials in North and South Korea participating in the event on Wednesday, during which two separate trains started from either side of the peninsula and converged at the North Korean border. The meet was pretty symbolic. Unlikely much more will happen while North Korea is under international sanctions. So there still is the barbed wire at the border, if you will. The South Koreans had an exemption from the UN to hold the ceremony, and still the unification ministry said the move shows that both countries are willing to cooperate for modernization in the future. So that's good. I mean, it's got to be anything that calms people down and gets them to figure out, okay, how can we work together is good. Positive step. Good news for the beginning of 2019. You can say that. 20 minutes? No, wait a minute. 21 after the hour, DJV time.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop-em, drop-em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
I like best from Bono and U2. What about you, Victoria? In God's Country, you like this song?
Love that. It's one of my favorites from Joshua Tree.
Yep. All right, music time at 24 after the hour on the DJB program, as all of us spend a lot of time, especially this time of year, listening to all kinds of fabulous music. Music so important in our lives. We devote 4, 5, 6 minutes every hour to musical news and tastes and stuff. And so as we go through the news, U2 frontman Bono right up there in front. Guitarist The Edge. Who's The Edge? I don't know who The Edge
He's
is.
He's the guitar player in U2.
Oh, he is. Why is that? Yeah. What's his real name? Don't we have a real name for him?
Yeah, his real name is, I'm blanking on it now, actually. Okay. He's just The Edge. Everyone in the world knows him. The Edge.
Everybody knows him except
me. Even his mother calls him The Edge, apparently.
Really?
Yes.
All right, so they spent Christmas Eve giving back. They joined a number of fellow musicians in the annual tradition of charity busking when they turned up outside the Gaiety Theatre in Dublin to pay tribute to a number of people working on a homeless charity called Simon, the Simon Community Homeless Charity. So they played a few holiday songs. This is an annual event. Featured music from organizer Glenn Hansard of the Frames, Damien Rice, Imelda May, and a number of other Irish musicians. You'd be better at telling this story because you're the Irie here, Victoria.
Well, this is sort of been a rumor, I always thought, that Bono and The Edge show up and they busk on Christmas Eve. But apparently this year the whole thing was filmed and it was all caught on tape. So it was a good mix of people. Damien Rice is another Irish musician. Glenn Hansard, you may remember, Doug, from... Do you remember that movie musical called Once from 2008, like 10 years ago?
No.
It won the Oscar for Best Song, and it was the story of an Irish musician who meets a girl from, like, Czechoslovakia or something, and it was a love story. Anyway, so he was Glenn Hansard starred in that movie, and he's the organizer of the busking, and so he did a performance of George Michael's Faith with a homeless man who was actually staying in a nearby hostel, and so they raise money every year for it, and Bono always shows up, he doesn't always perform, this year he did, and they pass out buckets, and so it draws a really big crowd. It's right on Grafton Street, which is like the Fifth Avenue of Dublin. So it's right in the shopping district, and they raise a lot of money for homeless charity, which is important in every city, really.
Good. Do we have their version of Christmas Baby Please Come Home, which originally was done by Darlene Love in 1963? What does that sound like?
That's pretty good. I love it.
Trying to create that wall of sound. That's what I wanted to hear.
That's good.
Good, good, good. All right, that's good stuff. Congratulations to them. Next up, musically, the music cruise that a lot of people are interested in. This is a music cruise of reggae, the jam rock reggae cruise. 5-night escape, setting sail December 9th next year. Helmed by Damian Marley, who's the son, right, of Bob Marley?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they sold out in record time, 2,400 passengers in 2014, doubled to 4,300. Now how many are going to be on this? They did it this year, too, didn't they? Have they done it every year, or they do it every other year?
I don't know how often they do it, but this year for the 2019 lineup, they broke a record. They haven't even announced the lineup yet, and it's already sold out. So people really want to get on this reggae cruise.
December 9th, 2019, from Fort Lauderdale. And they stop in Ochos Rios and Falmouth, Jamaica. I don't know where Falmouth is. Jamaica.
Never been to Jamaica. Don't know.
I've been a couple times. Kingston is horrible, and Montego Bay is wonderful. Pretty much that's it. And how it works. You can fly into either one of the cities from Miami. Go to, if you have a choice, go to Montego Bay. 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Here's some good news for people with a bad back. But first, Purity Products has three important questions for you. Does occasional lower back pain slow you down? Would you like more joint flexibility and less everyday inflammation? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. In a 2018 clinical study, people taking two capsules a day of the ultimate lower back relief formula experienced a dramatic reduction in lower back pain and greater joint flexibility, and nearly every single person got benefits. We're not kidding. It's everyday herbal pain relief in a capsule, and it's good for you. And now it's free. Just pay shipping and call now for your free bottle. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Dial now. 1-800-291-4180. That's 1-800-291-4180. Again, call now. 1-800-291-4180.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The federal government is in its 10th day, and in an interview on Fox, the president has doubled down on his willingness to have incoming Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer join him for talks on the subject.
Oh, they could have come over any time. I spent Christmas in the White House. I spent New Year's Eve now in the White House. And, you know, I'm here. I'm ready to go. It's very important. A lot of people are looking to get their paycheck. So I'm ready to go anytime they want. No, we are not giving up. We have to have border security. And the wall is a big part of border security, the biggest part.
The Democratic leaders, who are out of town on holiday breaks, claim that the president never told them he wanted to meet, and that he never actually invited them to come and discuss the shutdown. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
That's the DJV program and our special overview of what the new year holds. There are a lot of people who participate in the DJV program, and two of them very important to the future of medicine, to how you handle what goes on in your body. You're getting advice from two really, really solid professionals that are a part of the program. One of them is Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's a board-certified NUCCA chiropractor, which is upper cervical practice on your neck and your head, that sort of thing. We all know what chiropractic is and how it's been accepted by the general mainstream of doctors and medicine. Changed a lot in the last 30 or 40 years. Also joining us is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who runs Lake Cardiology. He's a noted cardiologist, works in Florida. Jack's practice is out in Salt Lake City, so we have two different parts of the country represented, two different philosophies, but yet men that I love and really regard because of how I inveigle them into my life. You can be sure that I'm not having any doctors in my life that I don't trust. And I trust these two, even though they come from very different spaces. Ken is pretty much a traditionalist in terms of how he's been trained and how he practices, although I think he says frequently that he doesn't use anything that he learned in medical school anymore, because things have...
I still use anatomy.
Okay, yes. Right. That's good to know. Yeah, right.
I was in a bookstore the other day, and Grey's Anatomy, the latest edition, doesn't show any new body parts.
No!
We haven't discovered any new body parts in the last 100 or so years.
All right, so then in 2019, we're not likely to discover any new body parts. So we're going to discover other things. And I don't like to say that Jack is an alternative therapist, because I'm not really sure he is. It's hard. With Ken, it's easier to describe what he is and what he isn't. With you, Jack, not so easy, unless we listen to you for a while, talk about your philosophy as a GAPS practitioner, the things about vaccines that the two of you don't necessarily agree on, all of those things. I'd rather have us focus on the things that we do agree upon as we go forward. What do you see happening, for example, in pain management, with the opioid crisis being what it is? How is the pain management practice, because there are people, doctors who specialize in pain management, how is that going to change in the new year? Ken, let's start with you.
You know, before we go to the new year, one of the big stories of 2018, Doug, is that the U.S. life expectancy continues to decline, and this is fueled by rising suicides and opioid overdoses. So we have a huge problem.
And well, we also have all these damn electronic cigarettes, and those things are going to be a disaster.
Absolutely.
As we move forward.
And also in 2018, the FDA approved a pain drug that's 1,000 times more powerful than morphine, Dysuvia. So this is a huge problem, and we do need alternatives, therapies for pain management. Something that I'm really excited about in 2019 and the future is a whole field called pharmacogenomic testing. This uses a patient's genetic makeup, Doug, to predict an individual's metabolism of drugs, including some opiate-based drugs. Pharmacogenomic testing can be used to avoid adverse reactions and eliminate unnecessary and ineffective prescriptions, replacing them with more effective medications. In 2019, with increased access, Doug, to genetic testing, pharmacogenomics is poised to make significant inroads into precision medicine and potentially end the opioid crisis. So for the first time, I'm a little hopeful that we may get over this, and this is an area that I'm not proud of medicine, this whole opioid crisis.
All right, so Jack, one of the things you talk about, modern medicine and the survivability of modern medicine, people are getting sicker and sicker. Some of the, as we're suggesting here, the pain, the things that are prescribed, there are notations this week about the effects of synthetic opioids and how those numbers are going through the roof, up 45% in just a year. 70,000 people kill themselves on this stuff because they were prescribed this stuff. So from your perspective, is this one of the things that puts a nail in the coffin of modern medicine? Not the kind that we describe with Ken, but just in general, all the prescriptions for all of this crap.
Well, I take care of a lot of patients who are seeing me, as well as somebody practicing Western medicine. And what they're getting from...
So it's likely that some of you have patients like... You both have patients like me. I'm the best reflection of what you just said, because I go to both you, Jack, and I go to you, Ken.
Well, they come to me because they're tired of the drugs for this. Drugs for anything, drugs for everything. Mm-hmm. And I like the concept of genomic testing for sure. But it's like until we had opioids, we never had anything to deal with pain, which simply is not true.
We've had herbal concoctions for thousands of years that have been very effective for pain that are not steroidal based. And the white willow bark that is the basis of aspirin without any kind of side effects that you're going to get from aspirin. Turmeric, boswellia, selegesic. There are different herbs that are used on a regular basis and have been, as I said, for millennia that can suppress pain if you will go to the cause of the pain. And when people get hooked on opioids, they're down a one-way street that has no exit. Because it, all it will do is suppress the pain as well as the addictive possibilities and liver damage.
All right. So is part of the problem here, and maybe do we see a solution or a correction in 2019, the way the government has tried to manage health care, and as a result, doctors are changing the way they deal with patients, and instead of spending a half hour with you, they spend 5 minutes, and in order to fix the problem, it's quick and easy to give you a prescription for the pain, whereas if you had time to really work through it, there might have been other suggestions, but because medicine, the payments for medicine, the expenses, all of that stuff rolled into one means let's get them in and get them out fast. This is the quickest way to deal with the pain. Bingo. Next. Is that too simplistic a way of looking at it?
No, I had sinus surgery a year and a half ago. And the doctor that I saw was very competent, highly recommended, that kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. And we went through step A, step B, step C, step D, and then it came to the prescriptive medication, and he wanted to give me a fluoroquinolone. And I said to him, hey, I'm not going to take this. You know what a fluoroquinolone is, as I said to Dr. Hill. You know what a fluoroquinolone is. And he says, well, yeah, but that's what we do. Well, I'm not going to do it. Is there something else we can do that's not going to tear up my tendons and my muscles and cause these horrible side effects that are involved with these black label drugs from the FDA? So we compromised between the two of us because he absolutely demanded that I have one. And we took a much lower powerful drug, and I only used it for about 2 or 3 days. I was just fine. But he was upset because he used to be scheduled for 4 patients an hour. Now he's scheduled for 5 patients an hour. And that includes everything, everything that he has to do in the sense of follow-up or in the sense of pre-op consultation or whatever else he has to do. And he was more angry about that than he was anything else.
Ken, how does that affect you in terms of cardiology and the amount of time you spend? Because you violate pretty much every rule that there is. I have people go in and they'll spend an hour with you or more than that. I mean, when you and I, maybe it's different. You and I, by the time I'm done in your place, it's an 8-hour day, pretty much the same when I go to see Jack. But in reality, how much less time are you spending with patients who need more of your time?
Well, I'm a dinosaur, Doug. I hang to the old Mayo Clinic way of practicing medicine, and we're a dying breed because, unfortunately, the economics are attacking the independent health provider like myself and forcing many of us to join these big hospital institutions. And the net result is what Jack is talking about. We no longer control our time, and we're dictated to by these large organizations which are taking over healthcare, how we practice. And if that day comes, that's the day I retire, because I don't want to be taken care of like that, as Jack relates to his own personal experience, and I don't want to take care of patients like that. I've been in practice for 30 years. It's worked for hundreds of years, and that is not where I think most of us want to be taken care of. And I think when a lot of doctors get into that model, they're just not happy. You look at the doctor burnout, it's a huge story of 2018. It continues, and it's not going to end in 2019. I think that's a big part of why your doctors are burning out.
All right, let's talk about the advent of artificial intelligence and how that's changing
either or both of your practices and medicine in general? Start with you, Ken. The advent of artificial, we're talking about robots. What are we talking about? How do we define artificial intelligence in medicine?
Well, this is a really exciting area, and it almost means that a lot of us are going to have to become technology experts. But it's being used in virtual nursing, Doug, these virtual nursing assistants, administrative workflow assistants. It's being used in fraud detection. I know that's an area that you're interested in. Also in looking for dosage error issues, but also preliminary diagnosis. The doctor is being tested by these machines, and often they get to the answer more quickly, so treatment can begin faster. Another area where artificial intelligence is helping the radiologist to look at the image that they get and helping get the answer quickly. Often the images are not clear, but automated image diagnosis is here. It's going to be even bigger in 2019. Artificial intelligence, Doug, it's helping physicians make decisions regarding care, analyze images of the body, and also, believe it or not, triage patients. You walk into an ER 2019, and artificial intelligence is going to be around you.
So, Jack, what role does technology play in your practice now and down the road in the future? Let's say for the next year, if you want to go out that far.
Well, it's more in the way of nutritional analysis and nutritional forecasting, in the sense of the BioMeridian machine that we've used on you two or three times. We have an FDA-approved device for what we use, and as the algorithms get tighter and more efficient and more accurate, once we do several different scans, we're able, instead of looking at a whole rainbow of symptoms that people might be having, it can pinpoint aspects of liver dysfunction, kidney dysfunction, some problem with the digestive response. And then in x-rays, of course, we're going completely digital, and that will certainly help with the algorithms that are involved with upper cervical x-rays.
All right, when we continue, I want to talk about how the impact of Western medicine or Eastern medicine, whatever you want to call it, as the government gets more and more involved in these things, like it or not, what impact will the traditional Western medicine have on decisions that are made, and more and more, as you just suggested, Jack, people are not disputing acupuncture points, that sort of thing, certainly the help of chiropractic. So how does this broaden as we move forward?
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants, as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
We'll be right back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Show, New Year's, Doug Steffen, along with my two favorite doctors, Dr. Jack Stockwell, certified NUCA chiropractor. Jack is here as one of my practitioners, one of my personal practitioners, with another man that I love, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Both of these men have become great personal friends of mine. I trust them, and so I've asked them to bring sort of their thoughts of the future. Ken is a cardiologist practicing in Florida at Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora. The artificial intelligence conversation we were having, I don't think I finished with you, Ken, in terms of how you see you have all kinds of instrumentation. I'm picturing in my mind, I wish I had some video here or something to play with this, because going into Ken's office and what I see there and experience there with all the gadgets and the technology versus going to Ken's office, the technology is there, but it's smaller in a sense. The machines are smaller. Doesn't mean the results are smaller, just the machines, the technology. Anyway, so Ken, what does that do? What does the future hold for making your job easier to help people?
I think you meant in Jack's office the machines are smaller.
Yeah, did I say Ken? No, I meant Jack. Yeah, I did. Yeah, Jack's office, the machines are small. Ken's office.
Cardiologists love toys, and we always have, and we always will, and we use them, and we love technology. And if you don't like technology, you just don't go into cardiology. But I think this is going to be very important for all of us. The innovations in robotic surgery in 2019. Today, most surgeries, Doug, they're performed the shortest and least invasive science will allow. This change in surgical technique is brought about in part by the integration of robotics. Robots in the operating room, they provide surgeons with guidance for extreme precision in surgery. I mean, I grew up in a time where you would go in for a cataract and be in the hospital for a week. Today, it's a few minutes in the outpatient area of the ophthalmologist's office. It's amazing. You go in for your appendix, your gallbladder. My mother in the 1960s and 70s, she was in the hospital a week for a gallbladder. Today, it's outpatient surgery. It's amazing, the change. So these shortened recovery times and limited pain after surgery are just a few of the patient benefits seen with minimally invasive robotized surgery, and this is only going to become more and more advanced. The possibilities of doing operations with robots are only going to be enhanced in 2019.
All right. So, Jack, I said a few minutes ago, the future of Western medicine, Eastern medicine, whatever it is, getting to the root cause of disease and then treating it, which do we become more sympathetic to, or do we continue to be sympathetic?
Well, that's
to
a great question. That's a great question, because of all of the Western industrialized nations, about 40 of them, the United States is the only one that does not have universal health care.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at who is picking up the bill in these 39 other countries, it's the federal government. And the federal government is very, very picky and very choosy about the kinds of treatments and therapies that they will pay for, which is why throughout Europe you see a tremendous amount of homeopathy. You see herbalism to a great degree. The Queen of England has her own homeopath. She has an herbalist. She has a chiropractor. And she has a fleet of medical doctors, all to take care of all the different avenues that they ride on. It doesn't matter which country you look at that's Western, as far as Western development is concerned. Mm-hmm. You're going to see therapies way beyond drug therapies.
Would you say gene therapy is an example? Is gene therapy an example of that? Stroke therapy?
No.
We got about a minute left.
No,
here.
That's
about
still that? In its developmental stage, but it gives us great hope for the future. Like Ken mentioned a lot earlier, instead of a lot of needless other things that you're trying to do with a shotgun approach, you can do it with a sniper rifle if you can actually identify the genetic expression.
Right. Or does that make the pharmacist more a part of it?
The idea is to get back more to foundational care. Go to the cause of the problem.
Ken?
Doug, I agree with all of what Jack's saying, but I think the true trend in 2019 is that drugs are going to become a bigger factor cost of the health care bill. Mm-hmm. You know, I deal with Medicare, Medicaid, and the VA, which is essentially what Jack is talking about, the government taking care of health care, and I don't see them being friendly to any of these therapies that the Queen is interested in, and I just deal with the realities.
Yeah, the government's not friendly to anything or anybody except themselves. Dr. Jack Stockwell, Nuka chiropractor from Salt Lake City. Dr. Ken Kronhaus runs Lake Cardiology, a cardiological clinic in Central Florida, with their ideas, their thoughts. Where are we going next year in the world of medicine? We've tapped into some great ideas. Thank you, gentlemen. Happy New Year.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.